Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
How's your Latin? Bona fide, caveat emptor, de facto, etc., etc. They're all Latin phrases that we commonly hear. But does the classical language have a future in our education system? And just how useful is Latin in our day-to-day lives? Well, Father Christopher Dillon is a monk in Glenstall Abbey in County Limerick and is about to retire from teaching the subject. And although it's a dead language, not spoken widely anyway anymore, he says that Latin is still very much alive in schools and society. And I'm happy to say Father Dillon joins me now, having just finished Vespers at Glenstall. Father Christopher Dillon, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
I was hoping to find out, this is the level of my ignorance, how to welcome you in Latin, but I couldn't find it. How do you say it?
I suppose Ave.
Ave. I suppose Ave. Ave Christopher.
That's what the angel said to Our Lady.
Ave Maria, indeed. Come here to me. How long have you been teaching Latin, Christopher?
About 50 years.
Is that all?
That's all. That's right.
Yeah. And come here to me. Yeah, I was just going to say, have you detected any difference in teaching it now compared to 50 years ago?
No, the principles are much the same. It's slightly more user friendly. It was 50 years ago. It was like very much like learning Irish 50 years ago. It was not meant to be fun. It was an absolute scourge, but you had to do it because in those days you couldn't get into university without it.
Right. Okay. And in a way, it's very rigid in terms of this is my. I never learned Latin. I must say I regret it, but it's very rigid in terms of its grammar and structure. Is that right?
Exactly. And it's funny the number of people who say they regret never having learned Latin. But the thing is, it's like learning your nine times tables. You've got to learn them because you have to be able to sort of react automatically to the different endings of words. Latin is an inflected language. And so that means that the ending of the word indicates the role that it's playing in a sentence. So, for example...
Yeah, give me an example there, and I'll give you my 13-year-old question. I'm sure you've heard before. Give me the example, first of all.
Well, I'm just thinking, in English, we have inflection with the word who, when you say whom, and then who, whose. That's all that's left of inflection in English.
I feel like I'm in first year in Glenstall Abbey.
There you are.
Tell me this, though. Let me give you my 13-year-old question, right? I bet you've heard this before. What's the point of learning Latin?
Why are the classics called classics? It's the fact that for better or worse, we are a consequence, you might say, of the Roman Empire in Europe. Europe is very much a Roman project. And practically everything that's happening, even today in our politics, you can trace back to the what and the why of 2,000 years ago when the Romans first organized Europe.
Yeah, which is amazing, It
is. It was pretty much chewed up by the various barbarians like the Franks and the Germans and the Huns.
Easy now, Father. In terms of labeling people barbarians, would you have a Latin word to describe Donald Trump?
Ooh, no, that would be a political question. and poor Donald's under attack, probably even as we speak.
I'll move swiftly on from that.
He has provided us with endless entertainment.
Oh, for sure.
And I think we should be very grateful to it. Life will be very boring when he's gone.
Can I ask you, well, he's not gone yet, you know. Can I ask you to recount that story you told my colleague about? Everyone says that Latin is a dead language, you can't use it. But you met a monk colleague in Rome, I think, once upon a time, and you didn't understand his German. What happened?
That's right. He was speaking Austrian German, which is a strange sort of accent. And the conversation was so my German is average at best, and I decided that we might try a bit of Latin. And to my surprise, he was quite fluent. And so we got on much better in Latin than we did in German.
And the two monks were speaking Latin down in Rome. Is that it?
Yeah, but the thing is that is actually an amusing reflection of the way it was among literate scholars who spoke. I mean, if I was German and you were Spanish, mm-hmm. and we met in Paris to discuss some physics or mathematical problem, we'd do our conversation 150 years ago in Latin.
I've no doubt. The other thing I'd say to you, and you know far more, I tried to learn Latin myself. It was an abysmal failure, Christopher, I can tell you. But I was really shocked at the amount of French and Spanish words that I would have recognised got their root from Latin.
Exactly. Absolutely. Well, the so-called Romance languages are precisely those which are derived from Latin. You've got Spanish, French, Italian, Romanian, and what the Swiss speak, a thing called Romanche. Mm-hmm. Those are all directly out of Latin.
And there's an obvious reason then to learn Latin, but some people regard it as dead. And some people...
It is dead.
No, but regard it as dead in terms of any use to our education, or that it should be gone from the education system as well. You have a great quote that you told my colleague. You said, humanities involves the education of the soul. But you said there's been a shift in modern secular society which does not necessarily believe in the soul. And is that why fewer and fewer schools are providing Latin as a subject, I wonder, in your opinion?
No, I'd say it's supply and demand. And the sad fact is that if only six people in a school of 1,000 want to do Latin, it's not worth the money, because mm-hmm. The Latin teacher does have to be paid. But the thing is that if mum and dad were to encourage the junior to do the subject, he or she might do it. I mean, I'm impressed by the way how today everybody wants their little darling to be a success in business.
Yeah.
And so we have first year boys doing mathematics, economics, accounting, and business. And if that isn't child abuse, I don't know what is.
Well, Father, some people, I suppose, like those numbers and so on. I know what you mean, though. Can I ask you this? Let me read you one or two texts in relation to Latin. Latin, in hindsight, was the best subject I learned in school. Helps to translate so many languages. The grammar, we don't remember fondly, though. I'd recommend it, Cormac, as a listener. Another from Damien. Latin helps us to disentangle the English language, and plenty of other ones too. Very satisfying and helpful to understand the etymology of words. And there's a beautiful piece about you, Father Christopher, Dillon, in the Irish Times today. I'd recommend people read it. Can I ask you that you're not retiring fully?
Well, I've already retired from teaching in the school, but I still teach. Occasional monks want to do whatever it is, so much of our prayer life.
So you're still at work. Give me a greeting then to send you off with good blessing and good luck in Latin. What do I say to you?
Ave atque vale.
Okay,
which is literally hail and farewell.
Can I just say slán agus beannacht leat? It's the closest I can get with all the good wishes.
Gracias Tibiago.
Father Christopher Dillon, a monk in Glenstall Abbey. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.